is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Observers say Islamic State militants have captured the last Syrian-controlled border crossing between Syria and Iraq. Syrian forces reportedly fled the Al-Tanaf crossing, giving the militants control of the border. Islamic State now controls about half of Syria after seizing the ancient city of Palmyra, putting its irreplaceable 2,000-year-old artifacts at risk of destruction. Battles also continue between Islamic militias and Libya's army. We get more now from Edward Uranian.
Islamic militiamen clashed with the Libyan army in the port city of Benghazi, killing up to a dozen soldiers in 2 days of fighting, according to Libyan TV. The Libya Herald reported that 35 soldiers were wounded in the clashes in the Leithi district of the city. The Libyan military, which began an effort to drive Islamic militants out of Benghazi just over a year ago, is loyal to the internationally recognized government in Tobruk. Military units under Army Commander Khalifa Haftar now control most of the city. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
On Thursday, President Obama designated Tunisia as a major non-NATO ally of the United States. Tunisian President Beji Caid Essebsi was at the White House, where Mr. Obama said he was pleased to hear of Tunisia's political change to a democracy. Mr. Essebsi is the first democratically elected leader in Tunisia's 60-year history as an independent nation. Longtime President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali was ousted by a democratic protest in 2011 that inspired the Arab Spring uprisings. This is VOA News. Malaysia has ordered Navy ships to begin searching for boat people in the first official move to save the thousands of persecuted Muslim Rohingya and Bangladeshi economic migrants believed to be adrift at sea. The move came after Malaysia and Indonesia relented to international pressure and agreed to provide temporary shelter to the migrants who had previously been refused assistance by Malaysia and Indonesia, as well as Thailand. Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said Thursday that both sides of the Ukrainian conflict have been violating the terms of their ceasefire agreement. The deputy chief of the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission to Ukraine said in Kiev Thursday that parties in the conflict have continued fighting and used weapons which should have been withdrawn. President Obama's trade agenda scored a major victory on Thursday. Senators voted to advance a bill facilitating approval of a massive 12-nation Pacific Rim free trade pact. VOA's Michael Bowman has our report.
The 62-38 vote exceeded the 3/5 majority required and all but assures final Senate passage of Trade Promotion Authority, or TPA, for which only a simple majority is required. That vote could come as early as Friday. TPA, also known as Fast Track, would speed approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership of Nations that account for about 40% of global economic output. Michael Bowman, The Capital.
U.S. House Committee on Foreign Affairs on Thursday advanced a bill that its members said would reform government-supported civilian international media to better counter sophisticated propaganda from countries such as Russia and terrorist groups such as the Islamic State. Committee chairman opened the session by saying the U.S. International Communications Reform Act is needed to contend with weaponized information that spreads conspiracy theories and undermines national security. Currently, the Broadcasting Board of Governors, an independent federal agency, oversees networks including the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, the Middle East Broadcasting Networks, Radio Free Asia, and the Office of Cuba Broadcasting. Top prosecutor in the U.S. state of Maryland says all six officers charged in the police custody death of an African-American man have been indicted by a grand jury. The state attorney said the grand jury found probable cause to formally indict the Baltimore Police Department officers in the arrest of Freddie Gray, that is, who died in April after being injured while in police custody. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.